all get in here.
We're on the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. We've made our way over to the Dawson and Steele, North Dakota area, visiting Elite Ag Solutions with Neil Fanta and Paul Subart as well. And Neil, let's start off. It's been an interesting growing year as far as conditions are concerned, correct?
Yeah, we've had probably one of the best springs, the most moisture we've had in a long time. Everything looked great, and then we got into July and August, and the rain shut off, and we got real dry and hot and kind of made the crop look nasty, and now we're back to getting rain again. So it's been interesting.
Yeah. How much rain did you get over the weekend?
Well, anywhere from 3/4 inch to 2.5, depending on where we're at. So, yep.
Yeah, and of course, though, you mentioned hot and dry, and we can see some of those side effects in the corn crop here.
Yeah, we've got some tip die back, and just not as big a cobs as we had hoped for, but I think the crop is still pretty good.
Yeah, and too, Paul, we can see some of those differences, though, between the varieties, correct?
That's correct, yeah. We certainly have, you know, between companies, between varieties, we've got certain ones that do handle the drought stress better. The earlier corns benefited from that early moisture and the earlier maturities, so they fared quite a bit better than the later season ones.
Yeah, and what are we seeing in the soybean crop?
The soybean flowered pretty fast, started dropping leaves and dropping the top pods. And so we're looking more at an average yield on the beans. The poorer grounds, that, you know, definitely took the heat the worst.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note what is average for this area.
Depending where you're at in the county, we'll run anywhere from 20 bushel to 45.
Yeah, just like you said, depending on the ground, you got some light ground and heavy ground here too, correct?
That's right, yeah. We go from very gravelly to very heavy soil. Yep.
Yeah. And what are we seeing as far as potential in the corn at this stage in the game?
Well, I think we're still looking, like I said, probably above average crop. So we're looking for, you know, I think more than normal here. We had early growth was great. Pollination was actually really good. It just kind of died back late. So I think we'll have above average corn crop.
Any disease or pest pressure that we've been dealing with in either crop?
Not a whole lot this year. I mean, we've been pretty, I mean, there's a little bit of Goss's wilt in the area, but pretty healthy crop, really.
Yep. Yeah. So kind of wrapping up our conversation here, anything that we're forgetting, Neil or Paul, that harvest is coming soon. I know we were talking maybe some of the corn would come off before some of the beans.
We tested some dry land corn that was planted early, and it was an earlier day maturity, and it was 31 moisture a couple days ago. So it's certainly possible we could see some corn off first.
Yeah, and two, well, wrapping up our conversation, Neil, first off, thanks for having us, but you guys have a plot tour coming up next week as well. Give us the details.
Our plot tour is next Wednesday, the 5th, 4 p.m., right here at Steele, and we hope we got a nice-looking plot, we think, and hopefully everybody can join us.
Yeah, a big and beautiful plot on that note. And, again, we've been talking with Neil Fanta and Paul Subart of Elite Ag Solutions based out of Dawson, North Dakota, on the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.